下面是读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天的经文是诗篇十六篇一到六节。
Scripture can be found in Psalm 16, verses 1 through 6.
请大家翻开圣经的中间。
So you can turn to the middle of the Bible.
圣经的中间就是诗篇哈，大家。
So in the middle of the Bible is the book of Psalms.
我们翻到第十六篇。
And you turn to chapter 16.
由我来念。
I'll read it for you.
神啊，求你保护我，因为我投靠你。我的心呐，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，是我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。下面时间是信息时间，我们交给林牧师。
It's time for message. We're going to give the time to Pastor Lin.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天跟大家来分享一个信息，就是神是一切福分的源头。
Today's message I'd like to share is about God being the source of all blessings.
这是大卫写的经诗。
This is one of the midterms of David.
为什么叫军师？
What do we call the midterm?
是因为他在受苦苦难、面对生命危险的时候，他遇见神所写出来的。
This is because these are the psalms that he has written when he was under great danger.
并不是说哦，日子过得很好、很舒服，都没有什么苦难，不是这样。
This is not when he was under a life that is very comfortable.
所以我在苦难中。来把我所知道的上帝来告诉你们。
So he was writing according to the thoughts that he's going to tell everybody about the God that he knows under suffering.
那这个经是他的意思就是说有遮盖，或者我这个人经过熬炼，经过这个试炼哈，炼净以后。
So the midterm means that it's covered or it's something that's undergone some refinement.
最后一个目的就是让我这个人越来越像神，越来不像，越不像我自己。
So lastly, this process of refinement means that this person eventually becomes less and less like his old self and more like God.
一个有信心的人，他会得到神的遮盖。
So a man of faith will be covered by God.
那一个人哦，他越有信心，他就越不害怕。
So for a person who has, the more the faith the person has, the less the person will be fearful.
等一下我会告诉你为什么。
So I'll tell you about why later.
苦难，大卫说苦难对我是有益处的。
King David said that suffering for me is beneficial.
你去看那个圣经里面神用的仆人，哪一个没有经过苦难？
So let's think about all these people that God greatly uses in the Bible. Among them, who did not undergo some sort of suffering?
说哦，我要做牧师，哦，每天可以去打高尔夫球，每天去吹冷气、喝咖啡，没有这回事啊。
So if I said, well, I'm going to become a pastor so that I can play the golf every day, I can go, work in the air-conditioned offices and drink coffee every day, and that's not true.
那这诗篇五十六篇跟六十篇也是大卫的经诗。
Psalm 56 to 60 are also midterms.
你看哦，他在做王以前，那个扫罗王一天到晚追杀他。
So before King David became king, King Saul actually, was going after his life every day.
为什么呢？因为嫉妒他嘛。
Why is that? Because Saul was jealous of David.
因为扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，这还得了？
Because he heard that Saul kills thousands, but David kills tens of thousands.
所以这个人性哦，人性是一个很可怕的事情。
So Saul could not tolerate that. Therefore, we said that our human nature is really not a good thing.
人没有神的性情在里面的时候，
If we don't have the characters of God in us,
那么他就是有人性。
And this person actually possesses just human nature.
人性就会嫉妒。
And the human nature is jealous.
你有没有经验？当你的老二生下来的时候。
Do you have experience that if your younger sibling, like the number two, is born?
那老大会偷偷的捏他的小 baby 一下。
As the oldest child will actually go and kind of pinch the cheek.
为什么？以前爸爸妈妈的爱都在我身上，现在有人把我分走了。
So for the oldest child, he feels or she feels like that when I was the only child, all the love from parents are to me.
而且分掉太多的时间。
But the number, ever since number two came, he took away the love and actually took away most of the love or time of the parents.
所以他会趁着爸爸妈妈不在的时候捏他一下。
So the older child actually pinch the cheek of the little one when the parents are not paying attention. So this is jealousy.
所以这个诗也让我们看到说，人的尽头是神的开始。
And for in this psalm, we can also see that the end of man is at the beginning of God.
神出手来拯救我们。
God extended His hand to help us.
所以大卫啊，他在这个逃难的时候呢，神说那个扫罗寻找他的命，但是神没有把大卫交给扫罗。
When King was running for his life, he knows that although Saul was going after his life, but then if God did not allow, his life will not be taken.
一个有信心的人。
So a person with faith.
他在很危险的时候。
Even under very dangerous situation.
他很喜乐
，He is joyful，
很平安
，peaceful。
你看，大卫在诗篇二十三篇第四节、第五节这样子讲着。
In Psalm 23 verses 4 and 5，
他说：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
”Said that I may go through the valley of death, but I will not be suffer.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Because your rod and your staff comfort me.
你在我敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
You put forth a banquet before my enemies.
你用油膏了我的头
，You anoint me with oil，
使我的壶杯满意
，So that my cup is overflowing。
大敌当前
，You can see all these enemies in front of me。
危险当前
，It's very dangerous。
他还能讲这样的话
，And you can still say things like this。
这是一个认识神很深的人
，This is somebody who really deeply know God。
才做得出来
，And that's something that this kind of person can do。
我有做过一个分析哈
，I have done some sort of analysis。
我无意中发现一件事情。
I incidentally found out.
教会中很有信心的弟兄姐妹。
I found out that the brothers and sisters have those with great faith in church.
他生病的几率比较少。
There's actually less chance for them to become sick.
我每个月缴健保费。
So every month I actually pay for your health insurance.
可是我一年只有去一次两次。
But every year I only go to the doctor once or twice.
但是那些哦。整天没有信心的人
But I realize that for those who have little faith
也不来查经
They don't come to Bible study
这牧师讲道就开始睡觉的人
And when I start to preach, you start to sleep
他就很容易忧愁
And this kind of person is sorrowful
我没有讲谁啊
I didn't say who this person is
他这里说投靠神的人的好处
So here is talking about people who seek refuge from God
求神保佑因为我投靠神
I ask God to protect me because I take refuge in God.
他第一句，哎，我怎么还，怎么还在哀哦，还在有人啊？你看啊、哦，他这里有一些人看啊，神啊，求你保佑我，英文什么 ？Keep my safe， 保护我安全嘛，对不对
？So he's asking God to keep me safe.
大卫在写这首诗的时候，他并没有生命的危险。
So when David wrote this psalm, he actually was not under great danger of his life.
但是他过去被扫罗追杀的经验。
But he has experience of being run after of his life.
后来连他的儿子都要篡他的位。
And later on, even his son wants to take his throne.
所以你不知道明天要发生什么事情。
So you really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
甚至你也不知道下午要发生什么。
You don't even know what's going to happen this afternoon.
但是感谢主，耶稣是说，但我知道主掌握我的下午，掌握我的明天。
However, we know that just as one of the hymns says, that I know who controls tomorrow, who controls this afternoon.
没有神的许可。
If God does not allow.
你的生命不会发生危险。
There's nothing is dangerous going to happen to your life.
你看，那个。保罗他要到耶路撒冷去。
And we know that the Apostle Paul was about to go to Jerusalem.
人家劝他，哎，你不要去，那里很危险哦，有人会杀你哦。
People told him not to go because it was dangerous for him to go.
他怎么讲
What did he say?
他说你们为什么叫我心碎呢？
He said, why did you break my heart?
他说我为了主啊。
For God.
不但被捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷，我也愿意。
Even though I'm in bondage, or even to die for God, I'm willing.
我二十四岁的时候去爬山。
When I was 20 years old, I went for hiking.
然后因为滑倒从山上掉下来。
I slipped and I actually fell from the top of the mountain.
那个高度有500公尺。
It's about 500 meters.
一定是浑身碎。
So it actually was, I was surely going to die.
那时候我的念头。
At that point, I had a thought.
想不到林天成享年25岁，我今天就死掉了。
So I was thinking, well, I have lived a long life of 25 years, and I'm just going to die.
但是我有一个指头啊，勾到了一个洞，哎，它就停止了。
However, my finger actually caught a little hole, and then I stopped falling.
我们礼拜五查那个高地主查马太福音十八章。
So this is past Friday, one of the fellowships was doing a Bible study on book of Matthew chapter 25.
你们没有去的人损失很大。
So those who did not go to that Bible study really had a great loss.
我们说我们每一个人都有一个天使。
I knew that every one of us has a guardian angel.
诗篇九十一篇说啊。
Because Psalm 91 says.
说上帝要差遣他的天使把你的脚呢。这个撑住。
Jesus says that God will send His angel to hold you.
我是想说，我一个指头勾住那个洞，怎么有那个力量撑住整个体重
？Jesus is thinking that while I was only hanging onto my life with one finger, how was I having such great power to support the entire of my weight?
后来才知道，原来我们每一个人都有个天使。
They later on realized that actually every one of us has a guardian angel.
他在伺候你。
And he's serving us.
恭喜各位啊，你有一个不要付钱的天使在
监护着你啊。Every day you have a free angel serving you.
你等一等出去走路都有风。
So when you go out afterwards, you feel like you walk with wind.
他说神啊，你保佑我。
So here says God, keep me safe.
你看保罗他说。我的神啊，我的主啊，几次把我从狮子的口中把我救出来。
Here it says that my God and my Lord, many times you have saved me from the mouth of lions.
所以我想，我们信靠主的人，每天都可以安然躺下睡觉。
So I know for those of us who rely on God, we can lie down and sleep comfortably.
你也省下了安眠药的钱。
And you also save money for sleeping pills.
而且一觉到天亮。
And you can sleep through the night.
精神很好。
And you have a good spirit.
啊，所以他说，神啊，求你保佑我。
So that's why he says God, that for God to keep me safe.
所以他在这个时候向神祷告。
So at this time he prayed to God.
因为他知道上帝是他唯一祝福的源头。
Because he knows that God is the only source of all his blessings.
是他主一唯一安全的源头。
And that's his only source of his safety.
所以大卫呢，在撒母耳记上二十二篇的时候，啊，他这样讲的。好了，我们来读来。
Yeah, in the book of Samuel, chapter 22 says,
耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从新时直到永远。这是大卫的祷告。来，我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的上帝呼求。他从殿中听了我的声音，我的呼求入了他的耳朵中。所以神不是没有听到你的祷告啊。
So we know that God did not hear your prayer.
他都随时听你的祷告。
He actually hears your prayer any time.
因为我投靠你。
And because I take
you. 下面。因为另外一个翻译说，因为我避难在你的里面。
Also another translation says that I take refuge in you.
当一个人避难在神的里面，他是最安全的。
When a person takes refuge in God, he is in the safest place.
有一些人在患难中为什么会恐惧害怕
？Why are some people feel afraid or panic when they are under dangerous situation?
因为这些人平常心中没有神。
Because these people do not have God.
他们作威作福。
They do whatever they want.
他们叫 troublemaker 是什么意思
？They are troublemakers.
他们是苦难麻烦的制造者。
Because they are the creator of troubles.
你看哦，为什么有天灾人祸
？We see that there's calamities and man-made disasters.
都是因为人的罪嘛。
And this is all because of sin.
挪亚时代为什么有洪水
？Why is there a big flood at the time of Noah?
把整个的地球的人都淹死。
So the flood actually drowned all people on earth.
为什么索多玛、蛾摩拉有硫磺的火把这两个城毁灭掉？
Why is there in the city of Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah, there is a fire of sulfur that came from heaven to burn everybody?
因为是人的罪。
Because of human sins.
那人祸是人去造成的。
The human-made disasters are made by human.
因为它里面的血气。
Because of her bodily desire.
所以你知道吗？带领人信耶稣最大的贡献是什么？
Do you know what the biggest contribution of us bringing people to Christ?
你要改变一个人，从他的心开始改变。
You want to change a person, you change their heart first.
当一个人他心里面有神的时候，
When the person has Jesus in their heart,
他脾气改变，
change his temper,
个性改变，
changes his personality, changes his behavior.
他不再去伤害人，
he will not hurt others.
他不再是金鸡
了， he is not like a thorn.
金鸡哈，金鸡就你一摸就会流血啊，
not like a thorn. Yeah.
他变成郁金香啊，
has become becomes like tulips.
有一年呢，这个父亲节，
one year on Father's Day.
我说这个父亲节什么花？
So I was thinking about, well, what kind of flower would be good for Father's Day?
You
know what flower is for Mother's Day?
对，那父亲节呢？
And what about Father's Day? There's no flower for it.
哎，我自己是父亲了，对不
对？ So I'm a father myself.
我就异想天开，就郁金香。
So I thought about, well, what maybe tulips would be good.
所以你有改变。
So when you change, you will be changed.
你带领人信耶稣是做很大的好事。
So when you lead a person to Christ, you're actually doing great thing.
So,他说呢，我的好处不在神以外。
He says that aside from you, there's no good thing.
好，啊，这个真的感谢，感谢。他说我的心呢，我对耶和华说，我对神说。
Here it says, I said to the Lord, or my heart says to the Lord.
那个，我看过一篇文章啊。
I have once read an article.
大概你们可能都看过。
You may have read the same article before.
其实这是中国古代的一个文章。
This is the ancient writing of China.
我不记得是哪一个诗人写的。
I don't remember which psalmist wrote this.
那个说相思满天下啊，下面一句你叫什么叫？他叫什么？下面一句你们知道吗
？So it says that I have all the acquaintances in this world.
你说哦，我认识很多人。
What's the next sentence? Yeah, it says that I know many people in this world.
下面那句说
What comes next?
知己无一人、啊、
But however, nobody really knows me.
尤其是那些做官的人、啊、
Especially for those who are in power.
但是耶稣在约翰福音十五章说我从今以后、不再称你们为仆人。
However, in the book of John, chapter 15, God says that from now on, I do not call you my servants.
因为仆人不知道主人的事。
Because the servants do not know about the things about the master.
我称你们为朋友。
I call you my friends.
所以我把从神那里听到的，我告诉你们。
So whatever I hear from the Lord, I tell you.
我每一天最享受的就是祷告。
So every day, what I enjoy the most is to pray.
我们不是要找知心的朋友吗
？Well, don't we all want to look for our best friend?
我就把我心里的话吐出来告诉耶稣。
So I say everything from my heart to Jesus.
你们要不要试试看
？Do you want to try that?
我们有一首歌在，最好朋友就是什么？就是耶稣，大家都会唱，对不对
？There's a song we always sing. It's saying that Jesus is our best friend.
那我们也用住在我们心里面的圣灵，借着祷告来跟上帝说话。
Through prayers, we also pray through the Holy Spirit.
那来跟上帝相交。
So then we can talk to God, fellowship with God.
他说：“你是我的主。”
He says, "You are my Lord."
Okay, 有没有这个？哦，你是我的啊！你看哈，他说你这个英文就是那个叫做 Lord 哈。
In English, is Lord.
希伯来文 Adonai 就是希伯来文的点，就是说这个是 Adonai 的意思，就是神，我的主。
So in Hebrew, is Adonai. That means God, my Lord.
如果从真理的角度来看
，If we look at it from the perspective of truth.
不管你信不信耶稣
，No matter you believe in Jesus or not，
即使你是穆斯林
，Even if you're Muslim，
你也只有一位神
，You have only one God，
你也只有一位主
，There's only one Lord。
只是你还没有信耶稣以前
，However if you do not know Jesus，
你不知道
，You don't know。
所以你把神创造的人、死去的人当着期待神、期待主
，So you don't know God， therefore。You mistaken a person who is mortal to be God.
大卫的祷告也是我们的祷告。
So David's prayer is also our prayer.
你是我的主。
You are our Lord.
你是我的神。
You are my God.
因为神创造宇宙万物，创造人。
Because God created the universe, He created man.
神是全世界所有人类一切生命平安需要的源头。
So God is the source of all human lives, all peace and all needs.
而且是唯一的源头。
He is the only source.
所以人因为不认识神呢、啊。
However, men do not know God.
任意妄为。
So then they do whatever they want.
而且不知道感恩。
They are not thankful.
好，认为是应该的。
And they thought they take everything for granted.
以前我在当兵的时候。
When I was serving in the military services, I was in the Navy.
啊，每一次我要祷告。
Every time I pray.
我祷告完了。
And after my prayers.
我们是一个人一盘嘛，哈。我的菜就不见了。
Oh, we have dishes right in front of us. Each one will have a dish. Every time after my prayer, my dish is gone.
Oh, 林天天，你祷告上帝，我把你这个饭菜拿走，看你吃什么。
So people say that, well, you pray to your God, I'm going to take away your food and see what you can do with it.
我为他讲一句话。
So I told him.
如果上帝让台湾三个月不下雨，你试试看。
And I said that, well, what if I pray and God did not give rain to Taiwan for 3 months?
他们这样整我三天。
So 3 days they make fun of me this way.
啊，我都出去外面买东西吃啊。
So I went out and I bought food.
我不会让自己饿的。
So I will not make myself go hungry.
第四天以后，他们就不会再整我。
So on the 4th day they do not make fun of me anymore.
他说，哎，对，如果上帝三个月不下雨，那还得了。
Well, they thought that, well, what if God really makes there no rain for Taiwan for 3 months?
我还带二十几个人去教会。
So at that time, I even brought more than 20 people to church.
你知道他们为什么会去教会吗？
Do you know why they went to church with me?
因为就是，如果三个月不下雨怎么办？
Because they're afraid that God really will make it no rain for 3 months of time.
他们就吓死了。
So they're afraid.
他说，林天成，我跟你去教会。
So they said, we're going to go to church with you.
所以我这句话很有效啊。
So actually, my word has power.
所以你他说哦，天这里讲说天上地下地底下的，你看啊，都是神的啊。我们你看啊，来。天上的地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶基督为主使荣耀归于父神
OK 各位弟兄姊妹耶稣是我的主
Brothers and sisters Jesus is my Lord
在我们没有信主以前
So before I came to Christ
我说了算数
I think that whatever I say counts
但是信了主以后
But after I accepted JesusSo whatever Jesus says counts.
So 我常常为了一件小事情。
So even sometimes with a very minute little thing.
祷告很久，祷告很久。
I pray and pray and pray.
我要清楚这是神的旨意。
I have to be clear that this is the will of God.
因为我不再是我自己的主。
Because I am not the master for myself anymore.
我只有一个主。
I only have one master.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
所以我去那林院士家里有个牌子，是不是你们家有些个牌子叫基督是我家之主哈
？So when I went to Neil's house, do you have a sign that says Jesus is the Lord of my household?
而且他的牌子下面还有葱油饼。
Oh, the under the sign he actually puts out a scallion pancake.
基督是我家之主。
So Jesus is the Lord of my household.
他说我的好处不在你以外。
This is aside from you, I have no good thing.
除了你以外，我没有好东西啊！来，你看哈，他说另外一个翻译是：除了你之外啊，神之外，我没有什么好的东西，我的没有什么好事情。意思就是我的好东西、好事情都在主的里面。
So another translation says that other from aside from you, there's nothing good in me or nothing good happening to me.
那现代中文翻译说：你来，我们一起来念来。你是我一切幸福好处的源头，这是现代中文的翻译。
The modern Chinese translation says that you are the source of all the blessings.
所以我学习一个功课。
So I've learned a lesson.
不是神要给我的，我都不要。
If it were not from God, I do not want.
我有个同学叫赵成所，是台湾很有名的一个企业家。
I used to have a classmate who is now a very famous entrepreneur.
他跟我有几年的同学。
So he's we were in school together for a few years.
他有好几次要奉献钱给我。
And many times he actually wants to offer money to me.
我跟他说，你不是基督徒。
I said that, well, you're not a Christian.
你还没有信耶稣。
You haven't accepted Jesus yet.
所以我们教会不能收你的奉献。
So our church cannot receive your donation.
我也不收你的奉献。
I am not going to take your money.
只有神给我的我才要。
Only if it's coming from God, I'll take it.
我不在神以外寻找我人生的好处。
So I do not seek any benefit aside from God.
大卫的意思是这样。
And this is what David means.
所以刚刚那个莫瑶读的诗篇六十五篇说，神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
So just now we read on Psalm 65 says that you give years of a crown.
我的路径都滴下脂油。
My path is anointed.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
你未来要走的路。
It means that the path of your future.
神都给你铺好了。
Is paved.
你前面的路是非常的丰富。
So it's very abundant in front of you.
你所需要的神都为你预备好。
Whatever you need was prepared for you.
是这个意思。
And that's what it means.
所以我们祝福将近前面的路都很多的自由。
So we want to bless JJ. We know that God has paved your path.
请你记得我们。
Please remember us.
他说丰足的生命 第三节到第六节。
From verse 3 to 6 it says abundant life.
他说神的子民又美又善。
Let's talk about God's holy people are nice.
他说论到世上的圣民。
It says, I say of the holy people.
另外一个他说神的忠诚子民多么高贵。
Again, it's talking about how holy, how noble are God's faithful people.
这就是讲今天的基督徒弟兄姐妹。
So this is talking about Christians of today.
这个圣就是圣洁。
Holy means to be holy.
所以我们基督徒又叫圣徒。
So Christians are called saints.
我们不但叫基督徒，也叫圣徒。
So we're not only called Christians, we're also saints.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以我们也要圣洁。
So we have to be holy.
那旧约的以色列人是神特别选的子民。
In the Old Testament, we know that Israelites are God's chosen people.
你看我们来读来，因为你为耶和华你神为圣洁的你。耶和华你上帝从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。这个旧约的以色列人。
So in the Old Testament, the Israelites.
但是感谢主，我们的新约受洗归入基督的名下。我们来读一下来。
So in the New Testament, we are chosen also.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们入奇妙光明者的，所以感谢我们是死神的子民，我们是祭司。
Praise the Lord, because now we belong to God, we are the priest.
所以我们，我说实在话，我们是属于神真正的贵族。
So to tell you the truth, we are the real noble people in God's kingdom.
大卫说，这些神的儿女，他们又美又善。
King David says, the noble people of God, they are good and delightful.
是我最喜悦。
It's they delight in my heart.
那个意思就是说，哇，我跟他们在一起，真的好快乐啊，好舒服。
Says, I'm so happy to be with them.
我有一个姐妹的女儿高中毕业。
I have a friend of mine whose daughter just graduated from high school.
那她去毕业旅行。
She went for a graduation trip.
那你知道他们这个女生呢，两个人。一个房间。
So the girls will stay together. Two girls will stay in one room.
她妈妈就打电话给她女儿。
So the mother called her daughter.
她说你们几个人睡一间呢？
She asked her daughter, how many people are in the room?
她说今天晚上有八个。
She said, well, eight people tonight.
妈妈说，不是两个人一间吗？
The mother was wondering. She said that, well, didn't you guys say that it's two people sharing a room?
她说我的同学喜欢跟我睡在一起啊。
The daughter said that, well, all my friends like to stay with me.
因为跟你这个信耶稣的人在一起好舒服好comfortable。
The friend said that, well, that to be with a Christian, it makes us really happy, very comfortable.
好快乐。
Oh, we're very happy to be with
you. 各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果有一天你的 level 到了这个水准。
If one day your level reaches to this, you reaches to this level.
你免开金口。
So you don't even have to open your mouth.
人家礼拜天就跟着你来做。
People will follow you to church.
因为他感觉他跟你在一起，他是多么的快乐。
Because they feel that they are so happy to be with you.
所以我们尽量朝着这个目标来前进。
Let's move forward towards this goal.
所以大卫不但喜悦为神来服事。
So David did not only serve God.
他也喜悦上帝的百姓。
And he also delightful in God's people.
所以保罗他就做见证，来，你看哈，来，来，感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借我们在各处宣扬那因认识基督而有的香气。意思就是说，哦，你身上有耶稣基督的香气。
So it's talking about Christians have the fragrance of Jesus.
我意思不是说撒香水
啊。I'm not talking about you apply perfume.
很多男生喜欢买古龙水，你知道吧
？Many guys like to apply cologne.
哦，这个男生还要喷香水，像话吗？
Is it really good for a man to apply cologne?
你们如果有买古龙水，请原谅，我不是说你啊。
So if you have applied some before, I'm not talking about you.
我的意思是说，因为你的爱心。
So what I'm trying to say is that out of your love,
你的谦卑
and because of your humility,
你的热忱
because of your heart,
你活出基督
you have lived out the image of Jesus.
所以你有基督的香气
Therefore, you give forth the fragrance of Jesus.
所以跟你在一起很舒服
Therefore, people like to be with you.
保罗写信给腓利门
When Paul writes to Philemon,
他说：“腓利门弟兄啊
，He says, brother Philemon,
因为你的爱心啊
，because of your love,
让弟兄姐妹慕道
，you help brothers and sisters and seekers,
很畅快
啊 ，they are very happy, they're very delighted.
这意思就是非常的安息。
That means they are rested.
哦，我因为你呢，我会得到很大的安慰。
And people said that because of you, I am greatly comforted.
我也非常的快乐。
I'm also very happy.
这样的一个基督徒。
So if you're this kind of Christian.
他为主得到很多人的灵魂。
This kind of Christian will gain a lot of a soul for God.
好，然后我们来看说，他说拜假神偶像是后患无穷。
And here we know that you actually suffer a lot if you go after other gods.
大卫说以别神代替耶和华的，他愁苦必增加，就是说招惹无穷的后患。
Here it says those who run after other gods will suffer more and more.
我们知道神只有一位。
You know, there's only one God.
好，我问你们，十诫的第一诫是什么
？You're asking what is the first one in the Ten Commandments?
我给你们起一个字，除。
So I'm gonna start for you.
哎
，aside.
可是我知道你们有没有背圣经，我这下就知道了。除了我以外，怎么样？对。哎，上帝创造宇宙万物。
So God created the universe.
那你怎么把上帝创造的当个神呢
？So however, why do you consider the created?
而且保罗在哥林多前书第十章说，他说如果你祭我像，就祭鬼，祭魔鬼。
Because the Bible says that if you worship the other gods, it's like you worship ghost or worship the evil spirit.
所以在大卫时代，腓利士人有大鬼庙。
So during the time of David.The Philippines, they have the temple for Dagon.
他们也拜巴利。
They also worship Baal.
另外一种比较广泛的讲到的偶像。
And there's a, if you extend the definition of an idol.
有人崇拜这个享乐。
We know that some people, they worship physical comfort.
有人崇拜金钱。
And some people worship money.
有人崇拜名利地位。
Some people worship fame and positions.
我曾经碰到一个人。
Once I knew of a person.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说我什么都不信。
He said I do not believe in anything.
我只信钞票。
I only believe in bills.
你有没有碰过这种人
？Have you known people like that?
这种人很多。
It's all over the place.
这个人以钞票以杜甫为他们的神。
So this kind of person actually worship money.
这些人他没有平安。
So these people have no peace.
你知道柯达啊？你看现在没有了。
You know the company Kodak is no more.
因为他跟不上科技吧。
Because they cannot catch up with the technology.
买那个底片啊。
So who bought films anymore?
我前几天才知道那个 iPhone 6还可以转一下就可以照相哈。
I just learned that iPhone 6 actually can take a panoramic pictures.
我还不如一个幼稚园小朋友。我看那天看他小朋友就是扫一下，哦，全部人都照进去。
I was worse than a kindergartner because I saw a little kid who actually held an iPhone 6 and took a panoramic picture.
而且他很有爱心，牧师，我教你怎么样用 iPhone 6。
And he actually was very eager, and he was like, Pastor, Pastor, let me teach you how to use iPhone 6.
觉得有点挂不住，让小朋友教我。
I was a little embarrassed.
哦，这些人就是没有神嘛，好。
Some people have no God in their heart.
所以我们为什么要传福音
？So why do we preach the gospel?
这些人在世上真的没有平安。
Because we see that those people have no peace in this world.
这个我最近去我们这里就看一个医生。
Recently I went to a doctor.
那他告诉我。
He told me.
他听说我是牧师。
He learned that I was a pastor.
他说我告诉你很多的病人。
He told me that, let me tell you, many of my patients.
来看门诊。
They came to for visits.
原因是什么？
Now, what are the reasons?
是睡不着。
Because they can't fall asleep.
他有的人呢、啊、躺到清晨五点
and some people they lie in bed until 5 o'clock in the morning
才睡得着
and then they fall asleep
他就问我
and he asked me
他说你几点睡觉
and when do you go to bed
你躺下去多久
how long after you lie down in bed do you fall asleep
我跟他讲说 one and two minutes
I said within 1 or 2 minutes I fall asleep
不要我的英文你们就听不懂
so do you understand my English
我说一分钟两分钟我就睡着
I said within 1 or 2 minutes I fall asleep
他说你半夜要不要起来
so that do you wake up in the middle of the night
我说不用
I said no
哇感谢主
praise the Lord
那很多人就是他睡不着
however many people actually could not fall asleep
因为心里没有神他就没有平安
because if they don't have God in their hearts they have no peace
而且当他的肉体离开这个世界的时候
and especially when their body leaves this world
他将来要被审判
he will be judged
他要永远的灭亡
and he will forever perish
叫做第二次的死
This is we call it the second death.
你知道那个基督徒哈、哦、生几次你知道吧
？Do you know Christians how many times they're born?
死一次，生两次。
They die once and born twice.
你们知道哪生哪两次
？So how many?
第一次你爸爸妈妈生你。
First one is a physical birth.
第二次耶稣生你。
That's the second time Jesus gave birth to you.
然后死一次就是有一天你肉体死亡。
The one day your body will die.
但是如果耶稣今天来了，你连一次死都不用死了。
And if Jesus comes right now, you don't even have to die once.
所以保罗在以弗所书一章三节这样子说。
Therefore, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 verse 3, Paul says,
神将天上各样属灵的福气赐给来，我们来读一下来。
Let's read together.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐我们天上各样属灵的福气。我跟你讲，各样哦，属灵的福气哦。
So all kinds of heavenly blessings.
也就是说，你需要什么
？So anything you need.
神就给你。
God will give to you.
神都祝福你。
God will bless you.
这个灵，神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
所以这个属灵的福气只有从神那里才有。
So the spiritual blessings will only come from God.
神是一切福分的源头，他掌握我的生命。
God is the source of all blessings. He controls my life.
耶和华是我的产业。
Jesus is my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
He is my cup.
那么另外有一个，就是说我杯中的份。另外一个翻译是，你是我。一切福分的源头。
Same thing is translated as that you are the source of all my blessings.
这个世界上有两种杯。
So there's two kinds of cups in this world.
对基督徒来讲
，For Christians,
是祝福跟救恩的杯。
It's a cup of blessings and salvation.
对那些不认识神的人来讲
，For those who do not know God.
对那些麻烦的制造者来讲
，For those troublemakers.
是一个愤怒的杯。
We are a cup of God's wrath.
那这里的产业是讲到上帝。
Here the inheritance we're talking about God.
在民数记十八章。
In Numbers chapter 18.
那利未人没有产业。
Levites do not have inheritance. They don't have land.
那么上帝就是他的产业。
Because God is their land.
我自己。真的亲身经历，上帝真的是我的产业。
I have personally experienced that God is my inheritance.
无论你的心灵、你的精神、你的身体、你的生活一切的需要，他都供应你。
Because your heart, your mind, all that you need in your life, God will provide to you.
耶稣讲，他说：“你们 地上的父母虽然不好，都知道把好东西给你的儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给你们？
Jesus said that your earthly parents, although they're not good, but they'll give their best to you. Let alone God, who is the source of all blessings. So doesn't He give all the best things to you?
每一次我在读诗篇二十三篇第一节。
Every time I read about Psalm 23, verse 1.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my pastor.
我必不知缺乏。
My shepherd, I will not be in want.
我也的确常常经历这一句话。
I often experience such a word.
我想我们基督徒有个原则。
So we know that there's one principle for Christians.
这是耶稣教我们的原则。
And this is the principle that Jesus taught us.
他在马太福音六章三十三节，他这样说。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, he says.
而你要先求神的国和神的义。
He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
这些东西都要加给你。
And all these things will be given unto you.
神的国就是我们让神掌权。
God's kingdom means that we will let God take control.
那么神的义，我们就是做神所喜悦的事情。
His righteousness means that we will follow and obey His command.
那你就不用去烦恼这些。
Therefore, you don't have to worry about all these other things.
我这一生经历都没有缺乏。
For all my life, I have never been in want.
我结婚的时候身上只有不到十块美金。
When I got married, I only possessed less than $10.
我问你，你只有十块钱美金，你敢不敢结婚？
If you only have $10 in your pocket, do you think you dare to get married?
我竟然敢结婚了。
But I had the courage to get married.
那是上帝给我信心。
It was God gave me faith.
现在回想起来还有点害怕。
Now even thinking back, I thought that I was being really brave.
还有我的岳母啊，还偷偷的给我两万块。
My mother-in-law gave me $20,000.
她说你不要跟师母讲。
I said that, well, don't tell your wife.
她是执事哈，我岳母是执事。
Oh, my mother-in-law is a deacon at church.
所以娶长老执事的女儿不错。
So it's good to marry the daughter of the elders or deacons.
但你们有女儿的不要紧张哈。
So if you're elders and deacons, if you have daughters, don't worry about it.
你的女儿不一定嫁给牧师。
Don't worry because your daughter may not necessarily marry a pastor.
耶和华是我的牧者。
So the Lord is my shepherd.
我不致缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
他说我所得的你为我持守。
So whatever I have, you are protected for me.
另外一个翻译说你掌握我的生命。
Another translation says that you control my life.
那个英文哦，它有说，you make my lot secure. 不知道英文中文怎么翻译。
English it says that you made my lot secure.
扫罗是上帝膏抹的。
Saul is anointed by God.
但是因为他自己去献祭。
But he worship other gods.
所以上帝说，我要废掉你，我要另立合我心意的人。
Therefore, God says to him, I will not crown you anymore. I'm going to establish another king.
所以神借着先知撒母耳来膏抹这个大卫。
Therefore, God, through the hand of the prophet Samuel, he anointed David.
而且给他立了这个大卫之约。
And he also established the covenant of David.
来，我们来念一下来。你的家和你的国必在我里面永远坚立，你的国位也必坚立，直到永远。这是大卫之约。
This is the covenant of David.
所以他有预言说，你的后裔有一个要坐你的宝座。
So there is a prophecy says that your offspring will take up the throne.
这是讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
And that's talking about Jesus Christ.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is King of all kings. He is Lord of all lords.
所以感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
如果没有神许可，
if God does not allow,
没有人能够夺去神所给我们。
Nobody can take away what's given by God.
所以耶稣，我们来讲另外，耶稣他说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。所以。各位弟兄，你的灵魂安在神手里，没有人能够夺去。
So brothers and sisters, your soul will not be taken away by anyone else.
神给你的财富、地位，一切的东西也没有人能夺去，除非这不是神给你的。
Your wealth, your position, everything that you have, as long as it's given by God, nobody can take it away.
他说：“神赐产业，坐落在佳美 这次我的产业实在是美好。
Here says that my inheritance is really nice.
神给我们的都是最好。神给我们的是最好。
God give us everything that's the best for us.
你看神在创造这个天地万物的时候。
We can realize that when God created the heaven and earth.
第一天到第五天。
From day one to day five.
神说，神看着是好的。
God see that everything is good.
英文说 good.
Good.
可当他把人造出来。
When he created man,
按他的形象样式造人，
according to his image,
而设立婚姻以后，
and he instituted marriage.
神说非常好。
God says it's very good.
Very good.
He says very good.
我问你，这个等级一样不一样？
This is the same level.
所以我最近常常为那些还没有结婚的年轻的弟兄姐妹婚姻祷告。
Therefore, I actually frequently pray for those single brothers and sisters.
因为上帝说非常好。
Because God says marriage is very good.
我们五月六月已经有两对结婚了。
In May and June, we already have two couples got married.
非常好。
It's very good.
所以你看哦，神赐给我的产业坐落在佳美之处。
So you said that my inheritance is in a good place.
在创世纪十二章，上帝应许给亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是今天的迦南美地。
So in the book of Genesis, God promised to give a promised land to Abraham, and that is Canaan.
是牛奶一面之地。
It is a land flowing honey and milk.
四千年过去。
4,000 years later.
犹太人虽然亡国。
So the Israelites, they actually have lost their country.
亡国2534年。
So they have lost their country for 25,000 years.
1948年5月15号，犹太人建国。
1948 May 15, they reestablished their country.
他们又回到上帝的应许之地。
They returned their promised land.
谁也躲不走。
Nobody can take it away.
神给你的，谁也躲不走。
God promised you, nobody will take it away.
有时候我们有需要，对不对？
There's many times we need.
有时候有紧急需要。
There's some urgent needs also.
明天要付房租了。
I need to pay my rent tomorrow.
我刚刚出来传道的时候，我每个月一号一定要把房租拿给房东。
So when I first came to serve full time as a pastor, I have to pay rent every month on the first. I have to pay rent.
我到了29号、30号都不知道钱在哪里。
However, even the month before, on the 29th or 30th, I didn't even know where my rent will come.
那我也没有写祷告信。
I didn't write letters to ask for other people's pledge.
我也没有到各教会去募款。
I didn't go around other churches to ask for donation.
我就是祷告。
I just pray.
神不会换一笔钱在你的这个 checking account, 对。
God will not put a sum of money in my checking account.
可是当你有需要的时候。
But when you are in need.
你的 checking account 由零可能变成很多很多。
Your checking account might go from zero to many, many.The big amount.
所以保罗他的经历。
So Paul's experience.
他说似乎是一无所有，且是你看，来来来，你看，来我们来读来啊，来，似乎忧愁，且是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，且是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，且是样样都有的。这是保罗的经历，也可以成为你的经历。
So this is Paul's experience. It can be your experience also.
这个安提亚教会差派保罗跟巴拿巴出去做海外宣教士。
The Church of Antioch, they sent Paul and Barnabas to do international missions.
他们没有说我每个月寄多少钱给你，没有啊。
The Church did not say that how much money, and then we're going to send you a certain amount of money every month.
他们都空手出去啊。
So these people, they actually went for missions empty-handed.
他都没有缺乏。
So Paul, three times he traveled, And for his missionary trip, he did not take any money.
上帝是你跟我的产业。
Because God is you and my inheritance.
取之不尽，用之不竭。
So it's never ending.
当然你不能贪心。
You cannot be greedy.
我从来不敢祷告。
I will never pray such prayer.
神啊，你给我一个5000 square feet 的房子，我不做这个祷告。
God, give me a house of 5,000 square feet.
这叫妄求。
This is called greedy.
我也不敢祷告说，神啊，你给我一个那个什么什么，对英国有一种车很贵的那个 不是，英国一个Rolls Royce 啊。
So I will not even pray for God to give me a car from England like a Rolls Royce.
我这一生啊，第一次买车就是现在那个Honda CRV.
In my whole life, the first time I purchased a car is this car I'm driving right now.
我不敢妄求
Honda CRV, because I do not greedily pray.
我连个割草机我都不敢祷告。
I did not even pray to get a lawnmower.
我都用推的。
Oh, I just use the manual one.
但是只要你有需要。
But if you're in need.
那你看那个创世纪不是讲了耶和华以勒。
In the book of Genesis, it says that Jehovah Jireh.
So, 英文就是 the Lord will provide.
In English, it means that the Lord will provide.
保罗在哥罗西是二章九节到十节。
In the book of Colossians, it says.
他说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里面。
So it says that all the abundance of God.Are manifested in Jesus.
但是我们也在耶稣里面得到了上帝一切的丰盛。
And also in Jesus, we will receive all the abundant blessings.
所以我们真的不用害怕。
So we do not need to be in fear.
因为上帝是我们的产业。
Because God is our inheritance.
神是我们的财产。
And God is our inheritance.
愿神借着他的话。
May the Lord through His words.
让我们定睛在神的身上。
Help us so we can fix our eyes on Jesus.
你虽然不是传道人，不是牧师。
You may not be a minister or a pastor.
但是你开始学习用信心仰望神。
So let's start to live a life to exercise our faith and to look upon God.
在你一切的需要上。
In all of your needs.
愿神祝福你。
May God bless you.